This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
A difference maker in the NFL could be on the move. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff, not Max Crosby, Pearl. He's staying with the Raiders in this win-now approach that the Raiders are seemingly going for here. Had Max Crosby, could have been a great trade chip, but instead he becomes the highest paid non-quarterback in the entire NFL. So he's with the Raiders now. They're trying to win right away. Meanwhile, the Seahawks could be in some limbo because they got said goodbye to Tyler Lockett yesterday. That wasn't too much of a shock. And DK Metcalf requested a trade. Do you believe that Metcalf could be a difference maker for another contending team?
Absolutely. I mean, I think obviously he could be a huge difference maker. I do have some questions because he's going to want a lot of money. I think that's why he wants a trade.
Yep. Going into the last year of his deal.
Yeah. Does he have that mentality, that winning mentality? Look at the two Ole Miss receivers, A.J. Brown and D.K. Metcalf. Mm-hmm. I feel like if you gave A.J. Brown's mentality to D.K. Metcalf, you might have the best receiver in the league. Mm-hmm. Because I just feel like
A.J.
Brown's
a dog?
I think he's a selective dog. I think at times he's a dog, but at times he's just not. I feel like cornerbacks sometimes get in his head. He gets into some arguments. I feel like he's had friction with his own team. So is A.J. Brown, by the way.
Yeah, I was going to say, who's reading motivational books on the sideline trying to keep calm? Yeah, that's A.J. Brown. But here's the thing. Can I defend Metcalf from this standpoint?
Sure.
You know, we're seeing now that Russell Wilson is a different player, right? So he gets Russell Wilson at the back end of Russ's career. You know, and then he got Geno Smith, which has been a nice stopgap here for Seattle. But Geno Smith is not elite, and Geno throws picks at times. And if you are a Seattle Seahawks fan, you know this. It can be at the most inopportune times. I think that's one of Geno's biggest Achilles heels. So I guess, like, do you give him the benefit of the doubt that if he's with a Lamar Jackson, if he's with Josh Allen, if he's with Justin Herbert, do you see a different DK Metcalf? I'll tell you what, if the Chiefs somehow get him, I'm walking into the ocean. Like, I wouldn't be able to handle that.
I know. Isn't that interesting? Like, would they use him? They got Hopkins and they put him to the side. I don't even know if DK Metcalf's still a 100 catch receiver if he's in Kansas City. I have no idea how that would work. By the way, Russell was great his last year in Seattle.
He got hurt, though. Remember, he's the finger, yeah, and it was all messed up, whatever it was.
Was that the last year? But he was a very productive quarterback, and Geno gets a ton of yards. So I don't know that he's going to upgrade in those. If he goes to the Chargers, do you think they're going to pass the ball?
Well, I mean, they definitely need weapons. And well, would they pass the ball if they had more than just Ladd McConkey? I think maybe they would.
Feels like there's one team that just keeps hitting me as the front runner.
Who's that?
But assuming he is granted trades. New England. There is no team that is more desperate for, maybe the Raiders, but there's no team that has less talent in their receiving room. DK would immediately give Drake May the kind of threat that he needs to become the next step as a quarterback. I just think New England.
Yeah, I mean, I see it. I guess the big thing for DK Metcalf is, are you saying you want to go to a win now opportunity? Because unless you think the Patriots are the next Commanders, which they might be, I mean, they could have a really big turnaround. Mike Vrabel's there now. He knows more experienced coaching staff. Yeah. Josh McDaniels, whatever you think of McDaniels as a head coach, he is a good offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
He has helped quarterbacks, young ones. So could they microwave that thing in New England? Maybe,
but
DK Metcalf want to win now? If he wants to win right away, then New England might not be your spot.
I don't see DK Metcalf as a win now guy. I think he's a receiver who wants to get paid.
Okay.
Receivers have a little bit of a different mentality. I think
they got to get theirs while they can. And this receiver bubble may burst, by the way.
Yeah, I think that he, you know, you don't have a ton of longevity at that position, but you start to lose your speed. I think he'll go top dollar. And you just sold me on New England. Ooh, maybe the Drake May is hot. Everyone's talking about Drake May as being the next guy. That makes a lot of sense to me. The cold weather, not ideal for receivers. You know, they've never really, except for that one Randy Moss year, when have they ever had a top-end successful receiver? They've had the slot guys who've got a lot of production. I think that makes the most sense, which is good for me as an Eagles fan, too, because there's also a lot of rumors that they want A.J. Brown from the Eagles because reunite him with Mike Vrabel, who had him in Tennessee. I think New England's going to go in on a big name, and to me, DK would be the best fit. The other one, obviously, T. Higgins is still working his thing out in Cincinnati. I think the two of them are linked. If you're because they're both big, tall, strong receivers, I'll bet you a lot of teams who are looking at DK are also looking at T. Higgins. I think it's going to happen. I think he's going to get traded and make a big impact. But how about the Bills, by the way? I'm sorry, I did back to.
I mean, here's the thing about Buffalo. Buffalo with DK Metcalf, it was clear that they were missing a number one receiver last year, obviously. But here's the thing. The bigger thing they were missing was actually pieces on the defense. So if you're going to trade for somebody or if you're going to sign somebody and give them a lot of money, is that more of a DJ Reed or a Charvarius Ward or someone who can help you out in your secondary as opposed to another receiver? I think Buffalo would tell you, listen, they got to the AFC Championship game last year with like everybody eats mentality.
Yeah.
So I don't know if all of a sudden they're going to pivot off of that and say, all right, well, let's give $30 million a year to DK Metcalf. Yeah. I don't know if I see that.
I see they're right now. They're at ninth. They're listed in the odds on bookies.com below the Chiefs, the Bucks. One team that's really high is the Packers and DK Metcalf too. That's been floated out there a lot. Yesterday we talked about Davante Adams going back to the Packers.
Reunion.
That Jordan Love and DK Metcalf makes a lot of sense too. Yeah, I think the NFL is really excited about the opportunity. I think a lot of teams are in.
No, I think they are too, and maybe this helps a little bit where the wide receiver draft looks like it's Tedro McMillan from Arizona is kind of like the top guy, and then everyone else is kind of bunched together.
Wow.
Matthew Golden, I know from Texas, ran this really amazing 40.
And he's productive. No,
And he was awesome last year for Texas. I get that, but I wonder if maybe that helps.
Let's be honest, though. Is Tedro McMillan the top guy? You're forgetting another guy. A Heisman Trophy winner.
What do you mean?
Travis Hunter's the top receiver.
Yeah. I know, but is he going to play receiver? I know,
but it's funny you said that. Travis Hunter is the best receiver in this class.
That's true.
But which is totally, by the way, maybe the Raiders trade up for that guy. But you're right. It is not a strong receiver class like we've had the last several years. So that gives more value to these Metcalf and maybe a few other guys.
Yeah, 855-212-4227. And, you know, to be honest, if I'm Seattle, you knew at some point you were going to have life after Geno Smith. And I'm looking at this quarterback landscape right now, and I think Geno would be a pretty attractive piece to a team out here who's looking for help at QB. You know, are you looking at, let's say Cleveland doesn't love Shedeur Sanders. And so I'm just going to kind of assume that Cam Ward's going number one to Tennessee. Say Cleveland doesn't love Shedeur. Could Geno be stabilizing there?
Yeah.
The New York Giants need help. The Raiders obviously need help at quarterback. The New York Jets, I think that is water under the bridge with everything that happened with Geno. It was like seven coaches ago, four GMs ago. There's not the same faces who are in the building. I don't think it's out of the realm that one of these top teams would say, well, Geno Smith, we could do a lot worse, and maybe we get him cheaper and on a shorter deal than Sam Darnold.
Oof. That's a question. How short-term a deal are you going to be able to get him? I think he becomes a free agent next year, right? So he's got one more year left on his contract. Are you going to, what if you have to pay up and you sort of clog your quarterback room with Geno Smith? Because then you're in limbo, where same thing with Seattle. He's good, but he's not going to get you where you want to go.
Listen, Geno's taken some really team-friendly deals, and I don't know if that was a thank you to Seattle for believing in him and all of that, but he has been really, really team-friendly with him.
I think that's the market for him.
Or that, but let's see. 855-212-4227. So DK Metcalf requests a trade. Could Geno Smith also be out the door? And maybe Seattle starts over with a young quarterback.
They definitely should, by the way. There's no reason for them to keep Geno Smith.
Then on the flip side, you had Joey Bosa, who was also released last night, cap casualty for the LA Chargers. He's been, at his ceiling is so elite, Pearl. Like, Joey Bosa is awesome, but we don't see the ceiling nearly enough because he's been injured throughout his career.
Right. I was wondering, he's a free agent now. Are you going to get a newly motivated Joey Bosa? I just have this idea that he's going to go somewhere and just reverse the injury history. I bet you he could, you know, say he does a one-year deal or something, 1 or 2 years where he has to prove himself. I think there's a chance a team might get a slightly rejuvenated Joey Bosa.
Okay, but is it want to? I just think his body might be breaking down a bit. So last year, he appeared in 14 games, started 9. The year before that, appeared in 9 games. Year before that, 5 games. You have to go back to 2021 when he actually played in 16 games. I mean, you know, what's the trend here? Not awesome for Bosa. And even if you don't pay a lot for him, can you expect him to be, you know, with the season getting longer and longer, can you actually expect him to be a difference maker for a contender when you need him the most, which is December?
But if you're a contender, don't you have to take a swing here if it's within some kind of financial reason? Say he said, okay, there's no long-term deal because of my health. I'll do 1 year, $18 million. I think contenders would be lining up to do that.
Yeah, and obviously the idea that he could play with his brother Nick would be very fun.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know where they even get 1 year, $18 million. We keep hearing from the Niners, we have no money.
Yeah, I know.
But that would be fun because of the cap. That doesn't totally make sense as a perfect fit for me. I actually am looking at some of the other... Washington, to me, is the team that keeps on coming up with Myles Garrett as well. They need a defensive star. Maybe if they can get him for cheap, they take a shot.
855-212-4227. Yeah, EJ, are you going to bring up the Cowboys?
Oh, no, I was going to bring up Joey Bosa, and I'm worried about this injury history. I'm looking at his history since 2021, or 2020, concussion, torn groin, foot sprain, wrist fracture, back sprain, hip bruise.
That's why they release him.
My thing is, like, these injuries don't just happen and then they just go away and then you're the same Joey Bosa you were when you were 24 years old. Like, these injuries take a toll. So my question is, what kind of player are you getting with a guy who's been through this kind of history in a short amount of time?
Right, that's why he's going to be cheap. I think the NFL knows that. I don't think anyone's paying him $150 million.
But you want to be able to rely on
him,
right?
Yeah, you want to be good for you. You don't want to get a guy who's going to play 5 games. You're hoping you get Joey Bosa and he plays 16 games and he's getting 12 sacks. I'm just wondering if that player still exists.
Well, I don't think anyone's paying him like that player exists. That's why I don't even...
I got you.
I mean, maybe... Do you guys think there's any chance he gets a big deal?
No, not at all. But I wasn't sure if EJ was going to bring up the Cowboys because they're clearing cap space, and we're not sure what they're going to do with it, if anything.
Sounds like Jerry doesn't know what they're going to do with it, which is bizarre in itself.
Yeah, we'll get to Jerry yesterday talking at Zach Martin's retirement press conference and the symbolism there of Zach Martin being the guy who the team had to talk Jerry out of wanting to draft Johnny Manziel. And instead, drafting Zach Martin, which ended up being one of the most prudent moves they could have ever done.
Yeah.
And the fact that Jerry won't take the advice of the people around him and just step back permanently. It works so well with that Zach Martin situation.
But the funny thing is, it's the way the Cowboys have operated. We say that Jerry's a wild card, and they've done nothing but made smart offensive lineman picks for the last 10 years. They went Zach Martin, then they just went hog wild and drafted every lineman they could get a hold on.
Yeah.
I think Will McClay, their personnel guy, is running the show there as far as the draft picks. But you're right. Jerry's strategy last year made no sense with all in. Now it doesn't even... Is he all in? Is he all out? Is he somewhere in between?
I don't know.
Well, we'll play you some Jerry sound in just a moment, but we're on to DK Metcalf asking for a trade yesterday.
Be selectively aggressive.
And Stuart is in North Carolina. Got a landing spot for DK. Hey, Stuart.
Hi. Good show as always. And this actually would be for DK and Tyler Lockett, since my understanding is they want to go together. And that's my team, the Panthers.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to laugh, maybe. But first off, DK would be the best receiver Bryce Young's had and is now going to be third year. Tyler could be their third. And there's all kind of connections to the Seattle team. Dave Canales coached when they were both there. And Dan Morgan, I believe, worked under John Schneider.
Yeah, I
mean,
they say
I don't know the money, but I would love to get both of those in Carolina.
Canales created those guys. Isn't that the word out there? He was their, I know he was their position coach for both of them, I believe. Or no, maybe not DK. But yeah, that a lot of people have been saying Carolina because Dave Canales loves him some DK Metcalf. But hey, let me ask you this question, though. Why would the Panthers have so many other holes? Would you pay up for DK and sacrifice some other spots?
Absolutely, because then you can spend your whole draft on defense. You can pick your spots, but to get a guy like that for Bryce Young, that would just launch his development even more to get him. He's never had a guy even close to DK in 2 years. So, yeah, absolutely. As a fan, I would in a heartbeat.
Yeah, Stuart, thanks for the call. The connections between DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett, and the Carolina Panthers. Listen, it'd be a splash move for Carolina. Yeah. And we talk about it with other young quarterbacks. Hey, get them wide receivers that can help them develop. It's Bryce Young's show. He staved off, I think, you know, the team looking for another QB. He basically saved his career last year in the second half of the season.
Well, first of all, I resent that idea. You're saying that Adam Thielen is not the same kind of receiver as DK Metcalf, 33-year-old Adam Thielen. I do think it's Bryce Young's show, but I do think they're evaluating him and saying, do we want to pay that contract?
Well, this is a good way to actually properly evaluate him is to get him weapons.
Exactly. I think getting DK, then we say, oh, okay, are we going to give him that second contract? Because I don't think that's a guarantee by any means. Do you think they've decided we're going to pay $55 million a year for Bryce Young? No way. He's totally on a tryout season as well.
But at least he has a little momentum.
Yeah, you know? No, he's got a chance now.
Yeah, he's got a chance. I mean, they brought back Andy Dalton, your pal. So you got the same quarterback room, and I think it's a supportive room of Bryce Young. I don't think Andy's trying to, you know, like undercut Bryce Young for his own ego at all.
There's still a long way to go with this team, though.
They're not very good.
You look at the whole depth chart, they have a lot of work. So that's my only concern about DK Metcalf is, ooh, that's a lot of money for a team that's not ready to win now. But I do like what you were just hinting at. If you really want to evaluate Bryce Young, give him some big-time receivers or somebody.
Also, it's a division that's you can compete. You know, I know they won five games last year, but New Orleans also only won five games. And they're not in the salary cap hell that New Orleans is in. You know, Tampa Bay, Atlanta can never seem to find their way. And we'll see about with Michael Penix, but this is definitely a division you can compete in if you add a couple pieces in the offseason.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be a fun room. DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett, and Xavier Leggett. Will Xavier Leggett have them eating those weird foods that he eats?
Yeah, squirrel.
Yeah.
Ugh.
DK doesn't eat much, remember? It's just candy and coffee.
Candy and yes.
Yeah. Which is bizarre.
It's a hell of a diet. Considering how shredded the guy looks, it's like, really, you're on an all Sour Patch Kids diet?
Where does he get the protein to be 230-pound solid muscle?
Some people are just built way differently.
I know.
That dude's engine is like running on Swedish fish. I don't get it. I try to do something like that. It's curtains.
I love that he said that he loved the Skittles gummies particularly, because I agree. Like, that is one of the most underrated candies today. It is fire.
See, I'm kind of loyal to Haribo. You know that? Haribo, gummy bears and stuff like gummy worms. I don't love the Skittles gummies.
Oh, God. I start laughing the second you say Haribo.
Why?
I've told you about my favorite early internet phenomenon, the Diet Haribo Reddit thread.
We talked about this.
Wait, I might not have been here for this.
Oh, you were.
Is this that it gives you ridiculous diarrhea?
The explosive diarrhea candy.
Yeah, I don't find that.
Oh, yeah, that's funny but Diet Haribo, Diet gummy worms, that ain't.
No, you can't do that. If you're going to eat the gummy worm, just go in. Just try not to eat the whole bag. You know, easier said than done.
By the way, we're going to talk more about the hockey game. When you get into where we were sitting, there's free food, and they had all these jars of candy, Halloween-sized candy, of every candy you could ever imagine. It would have killed you. They had Swedish fish.
Love it. They had
Kit Kats.
What about Mike and
Twix
Ike's?
Bars. Mike and Ike's.
Oh, got to do Mike and Ike's.
Josh Hart's favorite.
I don't think they had Mike and Ike's.
I don't think they had Mike and Ike's.
Surprising. Yeah, because it's not a 1967 movie theater. There were no Mike and Ike's.
It's also not a Nick game.
Maybe that's true. I don't know. I feel like a Mike and Ike's, if you're going gummies, it's got to be there.
They also had what I call little protein bars, Reese's.
Peanut butter.
It's a healthy candy.
Perloff has convinced himself that because there's peanut butter in it, it's somehow healthy.
Yeah.
I don't know about the partially hydrogenated oil. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. We got to get more into Perloff and Manny and two of Perloff's friends sitting front row at the Ranger game last night. And I got a little intel that I didn't love hearing. That's just me.
I can't imagine what this would be.
Well, we'll tell you next. 855-212-4227. And answer this question for us. Can the Raiders actually win now? It's our question for you today. It's Maggie and Perloff.
This portion of the show is sponsored by Hyundai. The Hyundai Getaway Sales event is going on now. Get deals so right, it almost feels wrong. But don't wait. Visit your local Hyundai dealer today. Oh, man, what a night for the Maggie and Perloff show. Not only did Manny and I get to go to the hockey game, apparently it was rivalry night in college hoops.
Hit it, Manny. Gentlemen, the GW fight song, unmistakable.
Yeah, everyone knows it.
It's basically Hail to the Victors of the A-10.
Yeah, it does sound a little like that.
Well, maybe they borrowed a little from Michigan and Notre Dame and all those others.
Or maybe every fight song sounds exactly like that.
Possible. GW, my GW Revs, Revolutionaries, which I just found out that they changed their name.
I owe the tip jar a couple of dollars. I might have snuck into Colonials by accident last night on TV.
I mean, come on. Is it going to kill you to be the Colonials? It's been Colonials this whole time. Is that that? That's not like what Washington used to be.
Yeah. Why Colonials is un-PC in a way?
They decided that it was, yes. I have no idea how big the pushback on Colonials was, but the school decided that they did not want the name anymore.
Okay. I mean, I think we get a little crazy sometimes with some of this stuff. I think this is an example of maybe it going a little too far.
Right.
Like, I understood what Washington. People could... That seemed derogatory, and I think it was derogatory.
Definitely.
Yeah. I mean, Colonials? Are we getting all upset about that? But anyway, who cares? Neither here nor there. Well, so now they're the Revolutionaries, and definitely the longest. It's got to be the longest amount. George Washington University Revolutionaries. Like, put that on a t-shirt.
I said this last night. Revs, good. Revolutionaries, it's just too many syllables.
Oh, it's crazy. It's not even I don't
love it. Maybe just shorten it to Revolutions.
No, they're not spinning.
Or just Revolution.
Well, that's already the soccer team, right? New England Revolution, I think.
The George Washington Revolution.
Yeah. No, I want Revs. That's good.
It's fine. But anyway, so who knew the Revs actually were putting together a not too bad season?
Most people, not Maggie.
By the way, you got to play a fast-paced game, so you're the running Revs.
Yeah. I'm a little late for that.
But when you say Revs, what's I keep style like play, Maggie?
I mean, dominating Fordham last night. They were doing everything. They were dunking, hitting threes with a reckless abandon. I mean, they blew Fordham out of the gym, got their 20th win last night, and now got a first-round bye in the A-10 tournament, which I only found out was in Washington, D.C., thanks to listening to Bogus's broadcast last night. So a little home cooking as well. And maybe they make a run here and get to the tournament.
Capital One Arena?
Correct.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Sorry, Wizards. Hit the road.
Wait, they played there?
No. That's where the A-10 tournament.
Oh, gotcha.
No. GW plays in the Smith Center.
Is that on campus? They don't play in the big stadium?
No.
Is that after Dean Smith?
I wish.
It's not.
It's named after someone named Charles Smith, who I think was just Chuck. A rich guy.
Yeah. No, Chuck, of course.
Yeah, just
not the Knicks guy who got blocked 100 times.
Not him.
At the Bulls.
No. Bogus shows me breakfast because GW, I mean, that wasn't even a game last night.
No, it's been a tough season for the Fordham Rams. Not to take anything away from your Revolutionaries, but the Rams are not putting up much resistance these
81-58, is that right?
Might have been 59 if we're splitting hairs, but this one was a dud. I don't know where it came from. It was not a good night. Up at Rose Hill.
But it was a great call. Still did a great job. Kept it entertaining.
I mean, we were in garbage time filler material before the midpoint of the second half.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah.
I feel like Perloff, I just want to blame Bogus for him not playing well. Like,
yeah, definitely.
22% from three? Come on, Bogus.
Well, I'm looking at the A-10 standings. They're terrible. They're last place.
Yeah, no, I've been there.
What's up with that?
Chronicling it all.
It's like the Giants have been bad.
Meanwhile.
They should tank. Campbell Thomas to the left baseline. You got Thompson in the air. There's the whistle. There's the bucket. And maybe three for Cam Thomas.
Well, that's a Nets highlight. Could
have used Cam
Thomas.
I know that
it
name.
It might not have helped.
I know that name. That can't be Fordham.
I'm thinking that there wasn't a Thompson in this game last night. What was that?
Cam Thomas is a baby, too. He probably has some eligibility.
Oh, man. So, all right. So, I'll take the surf and turf for breakfast. I know it's not generally a breakfast order, but.
Yeah. No, that's fine. My boy, Chris Caputo, somehow in all the garbage time, I didn't tell. He was my Little League baseball teammate. very cool for me to watch
him. The coach
him.
Of GW?
Yeah, he's a Queens native. Went to the esteemed Molloy High School.
Yeah, fancy, famous high school.
Wow, another buddy of ours, Ed Cull, used to be the Fordham AD. He's now the St. John's AD. So a couple years ago, the three of us were in this game, me on TV, them running programs. And
nice.
He's liked my tweet this morning, so I think he is going to actually reimburse me for breakfast.
For
so get whatever you
me.
Want.
Okay. Wow.
And everyone gets fresh squeezed orange juice on the Revs.
Believe me, if there's one thing I know, it's that GW can afford it.
Well, if there's one thing I know, if you order breakfast, you need a Bev.
We learned that. You know what I love
from
about
EJ's brother.
What I just found out about my
I'll do lobster Rav, by the way.
Yeah, it's great. It's 7:30 a.m. Mm-hmm. What I love about, because I finally tuned in to watch my alma mater last night because now breakfast was on the line. But what I love, and I think this is the key for any college basketball program, the players have to look twice as old as the coach. Like, I tuned in, I was like, damn, we got old guys.
Nice.
Maybe we have a shot. The guy who had this really great game, Rafael Castro, for them last night, who was a Providence guy who then ended up transferring to GW, looks 30. And Chris Caputo, the coach, looks 22. And I think that's the secret sauce. Winning in modern day college basketball.
Yeah, I mean, I would argue being good at basketball is super helpful. Mm-hmm. I mean, Castro's basically averaging a double double. That dude's a stud.
I will say these mid major teams though, that seems to be the dynamic, right?
Gotta
like,
be
remember
old.
Shaheen Holloway coaching St. Peter's. All those guys look like they had, you know, gray hairs and stuff, and Shaheen looked like he could still play at Seton Hall.
Yeah,
like,
remember
that's been the dynamic.
Yeah, there's some guys in the SEC right now who look like they're fifth year NBA players.
Yeah.
Some of the big guys. Hey, how many A-10 teams are going to make the tournament, Bogus?
Probably one.
Are you serious?
VCU is really good.
VCU is very good. VCU should be a top 25 team. I'm not sure why they're not. But
no,
I guess
for the A-10.
If they lose the A-10 final, they probably get two teams in. But otherwise, it'll just be VCU for winning the tournament.
Ridiculous.
The Rams have to, you know, turn the tables over here.
George Mason's having a good year, too. I don't know if they get it at large, but...
No, they just who did they just lose to? They lost to one of those bad loss games.
Yeah, they lost to LaSalle.
Duquesne. They just scored 23 runs in the second inning the other day. Let's just get some of those runs on over to the basketball team.
It's
They'll
a baseball
right.
school.
Oh, yeah.
Transfer them.
I made a Jai Lewis reference back here, and Manny did not know what I was talking about. Did not know anything about the George Mason Final Four team.
So
really, Manny? You don't know that one?
The GW coach was an assistant on that team.
He was under Larinaga.
Yeah.
Chai what?
Latte.
I think we're going to have to pull away from the A-10 breakdown a little bit to get the
you
audience
hear about
back
Dane's
in the mix.
Season or no?
Hey. I mean, listen, I'm
back in the season.
I really want to know about Rhode Island season, but maybe...
You don't.
Yeah, there are other conferences.
They lost to Fordham. I think they've been relegated.
All right, fine.
Lamar Odom's not walking through that door.
I think they're now in the MEAC because of that.
Coming up next, the Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference breakdown. The MAC.
Yeah, how many A's do you have in MAC?
How many next teams hour? Get out of the Patriot League this year?
We will get into more show stuff, not just Bogus having to buy me breakfast because I watched my alma mater for the first time last night and they beat his alma mater, but... Manny and Pearl hanging out outside the show, and not just anywhere, front row at the Rangers Capitals game last night.
Yeah, a thing I would have, I think, been at had I not have to go work the debacle that was last
night.
What a
mistake you made, Bo.
Only reason I took the tickets is because I thought you would want to go.
And I did.
I mean, you watched your team get blown out to my team by like 30 points.
And now I'm going to lose money on breakfast for you fools. And Manny's basically getting sweat on by the Rangers.
Man, a couple all-time L's here for Bogus.
Matt Rempe almost broke the glass in front of me, and it was awesome. Man, I was like, visibly excited.
Please shatter the glass all over my head. Okay, we'll get to what we found out last night. Perloff and Manny hanging out at the Ranger game. We got headlines to get to, though.
NFL free agency begins next week, but teams still wheeling and dealing right now. Joey Bosa, a cap casualty in L.A., the Chargers saving $25 million by releasing the 9-year vet. Bosa took a $7 million pay cut a year ago. He's only played 28 games over the last three seasons. The Seahawks cutting Tyler Lockett to free up $17 million on the same day that DK Metcalf reportedly requested a trade. The Eagles keep blossoming linebacker Zach Bond, 3 years, $34 million guaranteed. And the Raiders and Max Crosby staying together through a 3-year extension, said to guarantee Crosby $91.5 million. The $35.5 million annual average value makes Crosby, and we'll say it slowly, the highest paid non-QB in the league for now. I guess this was James Harden's best night as a Clipper.
James dribbles left wing, working on Schroeder behind the back. Harden drives to the rim, the layup, a season high, 45, numero uno.
Carlo Jimenez on Clips Radio, Harden finishing with 50 in this 123-115 home win over the Pistons, his 24th career 50-point game, but number one for L.A., a vintage effort from the 35-year-old.
Discipline, work, a level of focus that I feel like I don't get enough credit for. And just the mental capacity to go out there and do it at a high level every single night.
Does anybody want to give Harden more credit for his discipline, focus, and work ethic?
I feel like one of the best teammates that the NBA has seen.
I wonder why anyone would question James Harden's focus or his commitment. That is crazy.
He's focused on some things and committed some things.
I feel like I was surprised that I didn't see him pop up in the movie Anora. If you guys watched the Oscar winner, which basically starts and ends in a strip club. It's like we couldn't get a James Harden cameo in there to make it more believable.
What are we going to do about these strippers?
I was not sure where you were going with that for a second.
I mean, to the place that retired his jersey before any team. I don't even know if Arizona State's retired his jersey, but some strip club in Houston did.
I'm not a system player. I am a system.
Sure. Yeah, missing games to go to rappers' birthdays.
You know, we love you, James.
He may have been fat.
He didn't miss a game to go to Lil Baby's birthday. He missed a game.
Practice. Sorry. I think it was practice.
Well, he was basically just trying to get himself out of town in Houston, and so he showed up to Lil Baby?
Yep.
He showed up to someone's birthday party. Now, this I can respect. I wish I had friends like this. It was a duffel bag full of cash.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's the best gift.
Ugh. Yeah, you have to write that off. Is there a tax thing?
Yes.
Especially because you put it on the internet.
Yeah. Now he's going to have to.
I mean, it was like 3 years ago.
I don't think you have a duffel bag full of cash and an accountant sitting right there counting
you
the ones.
Just found his W-2 real quick.
I think if it's up to $10,000, I think if he had like $9,999, I think he's safe. But once you get to 10 grand, Mr. Taxman comes for you.
Can you have multiple bags of $9,999 and together it's 50 grand, but they're set five separate gifts?
Feels like a loophole.
Right?
That now could be circumvented because apparently no one works at the IRS anymore.
Good times.
Well, by the way, that 10,000 threshold, that's in Vegas. After 10,000, you have to report it. But in a strip club, nobody's counting your cash. You can go as deep as you want. That's why you have cash. Nobody's reporting.
Strip club rules.
And by the way, not that I know anyone who can go over 10,000 except an NBA player, but...
No, there's some high rollers out there.
But you're like, well, he's got a key. Here's $9,700 for you ladies, but I can't go over 10. I'm sorry.
I love it. There's a guy like with a visor following him around, like some kind of accountant.
With like, all right, like armband
all right, Diamond, you get 4 G's, and then Nevaeh, you're going to get 2. And we make sure they all spread all this around.
Oh, listen, that was a great move, but I'm at the threshold right now.
Appreciate that you were just upside down twirling and somehow landed in a split, but I am fresh out of cash.
I mean, Ira, my accountant, would be so upset if I gave you this 20 right now.
Just come back to me after midnight, new day, new 9 grand.
Everyone's counting down like it's New Year's Eve.
New Year's.
Yeah, but James Harden, the commitment to excellence across the board.
We should go to one of those.
What's that?
A Clipper game.
I was going to say, I don't know if we're doing a company outing.
Oh, what a Clipper
James
game.
Harden does.
What was the place in Denver we almost went to?
Oh, Shotgun Willie's.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Ja Morant ruined that for everybody.
There's still gun holes in the front.
I love that their best night at Shotgun Willie's was a famous strip club in Denver where Ja Morant got in trouble is actually amateur night. Like, what's that about? Why pay the talent if the best night is amateur night?
But is it the best night? Do we know that?
I think it's their most popular night.
Oh, yeah, because it's the cheapest.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah, you're not paying top dollar for amateur night. That's like that's a silver dollar.
It's because
you're
giving
silver dollar menu. Yeah,
I can see the value in amateur night because the professionals they're so obviously mailing it in. The strippers, like...
Why, you're saying they're dead behind the eyes?
Yeah, I mean, like... I just think the professional strippers are, you know, that's not for everybody either.
I just feel like the floor for a professional stripper is going to be a lot higher than the floor for an amateur.
We're really talking about, it's like a Geno Smith comparison here. It's like, what's your floor, but what's your ceiling?
Yeah, you know? Like I'm going to get at least a respectable performance from a professional.
Here comes a cease and desist from Geno Smith.
Amateur. I mean, you're going to see something you're going to never forget in a bad way.
Is any of it bad? Isn't it kind of like pizza? It's like even the bad stuff is good. You're talking about amateur night at a strip club. It's not like, you know... Right, that's really be bad?
That's our next poll. Which is more interesting to you, amateur night? When you say professional, that means, oh my God, she is totally going through the motions. Like, she's just trying
to. Maybe she sells it. You know, she could be the Meryl Streep.
But you know you're being sold.
Well, but okay, you walk into that room, you got to have an expectation.
She might like you. You never know.
But amateur night, you're much more likely to find a date.
She told me her real name.
Was that the goal, though?
You're much more likely to meet someone on amateur night than professional night.
That's not the goal, going to a strip club, though.
Not for us, but...
Have fun introducing her to the parents.
I saw Enora. That's what I'm basing all of this on.
I mean, we saw every part
of
Enora.
Half of Enora.
Yeah, you didn't even stay for the whole thing.
Imagine your parents say, I met Sally at amateur night. She was the main event.
Like, oh, where? Stand-up comedy? No.
You didn't even meet her at professional night?
What a screw-up.
Yeah. I, by the way, not a fan of strip clubs. I'm just going to put that out there.
Your wife's
not listening.
No, I just find it so awkward. Like,
neither is yours.
The conversation.
Never.
You know, just the idea. I do not. Some people know how to talk to strippers. I do not.
It's kind of funny. I've been to two. I think that it's kind of funny that it's not. Maybe I'm just saying this is the woman's point of view. There was no part of it that felt very sensual or intimate or anything like that.
That's because you were a professional night. So marry it in.
They weren't trying hard enough.
I was like, ha ha. Everyone's kind of in on this, wink and a nod here.
Like, yeah, there's something.
I'm in on the joke.
It's very entertaining, in my opinion. But I digress.
Are you a fan?
Oh, I frequent.
Oh, Manny. Now we're getting to the nitty gritty.
Did you go last night after the game?
No. I got a little bit more inebriated after that. But no.
You kept partying after the game?
A little solo party, yeah. A little bit. You got to keep yourself entertained for that train ride home.
Oh, yeah, the brown paper bag.
No wonder. I said, Manny, you look like you took a shift last night. You look beat up.
I took two. Took a hit from Tom Wilson as well.
You still got your wristband on. Were you showing that off the train to be important?
So nice of you to notice. Yeah, no, you see, when I was in high school, people would wear, like, when they would go to the hospital, they would go to school the next day still wearing their hospital band, hoping that somebody would notice and, you know, you'd have something to talk about. Yeah. So, yeah, I got this at the Rangers game yesterday.
How many kids did you go to high school with that went to the hospital?
Was Ferris Bueller there?
Went to public high school. A lot of kids would go to the hospital.
Yeah, I've seen guys wearing the hospital band. I don't know why, but I have definitely seen that.
Oh, but it's so lame because that's such a look at me. Please ask me how I'm
pity
feeling.
Pity me.
Yeah, pity me. That's a VIP wristband.
Yeah, I mean, you're ripping high schoolers, though.
Just saying.
Listen, you got to get it however you can get it, Maggie.
Attention.
In high school, I agree. Yeah. You got to pull any move you possibly can to get a girl's attention.
I mean, I saw there was a girl in my high school who, I swear, her foot was broken for 4 years. She had a cast on her leg for 4 years.
I knew this one girl. She was on crutches for 5 years. How are you on crutches for 5 years, bro? Get off of them.
And she was apparently a quote-unquote gymnast. But she was hurt, and people were signing that cast and talking to her about it, talking about her injuries.
You want to talk about fraud.
What if we find out?
That's what you need Doge for, going to high schools and rooting out all these people who just never got enough attention from their parents.
What if she has a rare genetic disorder, and you're making fun of somebody right now?
Yeah, that was my first thought.
I don't think so.
She doesn't have that foot anymore, you jerk. What's
her name? It wasn't like she was someone who, she was an athlete, apparently a good one.
If she had a rare genetic disorder, then maybe they shouldn't discharge her from the hospital so quickly.
True.
And let her go back to school. Keep her overnight.
Did you go to school with LeVar Ball?
Wow. Thankfully, he's in good spirits after getting his leg amputated. This is totally off the rails. All right. We still haven't gotten to the real part of Manny and Perloff going to the hockey game together, hanging out without us is essentially what it was. And some intel got from that. And so much more NFL news.
While you were home watching Atlantic 10 basketball.
Honestly, and I hate to say this, I had even forgotten about the game until Bogus texted and he's like, what do you want for breakfast tomorrow? And I was like, oh no, this halftime score is murder.
Yeah, 19-point halftime deficit. Might as well have just started a hop lane. Mickey and omelet courtside.
Oh my gosh, that would have been more entertaining than what your front court was delivering.
Should have had Manny giving you a doggy bag from the garden last night.
Okay.
Some old sushi.
Thank you. Day old sushi. Yum. 855-212-4227. More on the NFL. Got some more intel for you from our pal Diana Rossini, the best in the business. DK Metcalf asked for a trade yesterday, and according to Diana, Seahawks are asking for a first and a third round pick, and also DK wants a contract worth about $30 million per year, according to Diana. Multiple teams are interested. A first and a third, plus $30 million. Yeah, that was Diana talking about the Raiders were crushed that they didn't get Matthew Stafford.
Crushed.
$30 million doesn't seem too bad. You know,
first
it's not
and
the top.
A third and the money, though? Well, I think you're asking for the sun, moon, and stars here, are you not?
Well, Davante Adams and Tyreek Hill both merited a low first-round pick, and that's what we're talking about. I don't know. If the third, maybe not, but I would give up. Say you're at the bottom of the draft. Say you're the Green Bay Packers. Would you give up the 23rd pick to get DK Metcalf? It's close.
I don't think the Packers specifically would do that. Would another team do it? I don't know. But my first thought when I saw this was, oh, that's a lot. You're asking a lot here, because the other thing about Davante Adams and Tyreek Hill, I think as awesome as DK Metcalf is, this is not a disrespect to DK, but Davante Adams and Tyreek Hill were thought of as maybe the best receivers in the league when they got traded.
Yeah, they're a little better.
Yeah, Metcalf is, you know, depending where you are, top five, top six, top seven. Nobody says DK Metcalf's the best receiver in the league. The best receiver is Justin Jefferson, and then your list can go from there.
So, for example, let's look at some of these first-round picks. Washington sits at 29. They're losing De'Ami Brown. You would give up the 29th pick. You're right at the doorstep now. You have a lot of cap space because you're losing a lot of free agents.
Yeah, but you're going to have to pay Terry McLaurin.
Yeah, you're going to have to double up there. That's a good point.
Or maybe you would sign DK and you let McLaurin
Buffalo's
go?
Buffalo's the number 30 pick. That's a low pick. Kansas City and Philly, 31. They're probably
Listen,
not.
If it was just the pick, though, but it's not. It's a pick and it's the money. So
you know, everybody. There's a lot. I heard an NFL expert the other day talking. There's a lot of cap space out there. There are a lot of teams. There might not be enough free agents for everyone to spend on. I think I could squint and see this deal happening because $30 million is not going to kill you. And a low, low first is not going to kill
third,
you.
And the third? I don't think they're getting the third.
Yeah. Too. Well, that's what they want. Yeah, Will they get it?
That's what they're asking for, yeah. 855-212-4227. Like, is somebody so desperate for DK Metcalf? I mean, should that be the Ravens and the Bills? You know, can you get any more desperate than continuing to lose and not make it to the playoff and not make it to the Super Bowl, excuse me?
Gosh, there are a lot of teams that need a receiver. How about the Rams? They know DK really well. And they just let Cooper Kupp go.
Trade him to a division rival?
Yeah. I think you nailed it, though. The question is, who wants to pay for him? It's not nowadays when we're talking about all these trades, it's more about the money. Miles Garrett, do you want to? It's not even just the picks. You want to do $40 million a year for one player? These are tough decisions. I mean, GMs are working overtime. I feel like this is the week where they earn their money.
Definitely. 855-212-4227 in the draft, obviously. But it's so much more, I guess, of a crapshoot because you have no. You have no proof of concept, right? At least DK Metcalf, you know, can be a great receiver. You know, Miles Garrett, you know, can be a difference maker.
But in a way,
these
decisions are somewhat bigger because your whole salary cap can get screwed up for 3 years this week. You know, if you make the wrong call here and you spend a ton of money on a guy, then you're in trouble. Look at I hate to say the ultimate example, is the Browns with Deshaun Watson. Look how many dead cap space they have.
No, I get that. Yeah. I just wonder, is the regret of signing a guy, giving him $30 million, bigger than the regret of not signing him? Like, if you're, again, if you're the Bills, if you're the Ravens, if you're the Chargers, clearly need help, you know, and you don't make this move, are you just going to be wondering, like, man, we had it sitting right there. What, you know, the money we can move around, we can fudge that.
Well, yeah, but the two trades we just talked about, the Dolphins have done nothing with Tyreek Hill, and the Raiders definitely regret the Davante Adams trade. That didn't help them in any way whatsoever. These receivers are getting older. You know, the one move that I think about, and we're going to talk about this team later in the show, the one regret is the Cowboys not paying $8 million for Derrick Henry. That's the one. They're like, gosh, sometimes you got to know when to make the splash and when not to make the splash. You know, again, T. Higgins, you want to pay $33 million a year for him, make an offer to the Bengals. I think a lot of teams, you got to think about it. If you're a win-now team, and I even look at your team like Buffalo, I think you guys need a big-time receiver. You think you're fine just spreading the ball around, but push comes to shove. Aren't you a weapon short there?
Definitely, which is why they traded for Amari Cooper in the middle of the season, but it didn't end up doing much, and Keon Coleman missed games. So, yeah, and I think if you're the Ravens, I mean, you're wondering, yeah, we want to be a run team. We understand that, but we still need more weapons for Lamar.
Well, they keep drafting first-round receivers.
I swear, if he ends up on the Chiefs, you guys are going to see a different side of me. And I don't know if he's going to, because they're going to get Rashee Rice back, and they've got Worthy, and they've made a fine investment. Like, they've got, it's Mahomes. Like, he'll make it work.
Kelsey back. Yeah, okay. Good luck covering him in the playoffs next year.
I know. Oh, boy. 855-212-4227. Talking about DK Metcalf, the best landing spot. And also, the Raiders say they're a win-now team. But can they really be? They'll both crush